Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. That just didn't seem right to John. He had been blasting away at sinners and proclaiming fearful judgment upon them. Then Jesus came along and acted as if he were a sinner, just like the rest of us. What John had been proclaiming of God's judgment didn't seem to fit with Jesus coming to sinners' baptism. John should go to him for baptism, not he to John. He must stay separate, and we move to him, and not he come and be sinner with us. What's the use of another one? Yet that is what Jesus does, one of us. That is what he takes on, and with all that has gone wrong with us, all our sins, most sinner, most Savior. With that sin, he belongs with us. No distance between, no separation. For that is how God has decided his judgment, his righteousness is to go. Jesus answered, "Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." For us. What John had seen as a necessary separation, not sinner's baptism for you, Jesus gently pushes past and tells John, "We are in this together." This fulfilling of all righteousness. This of God showing how he is toward us, how his judgment falls, his righteousness. For the fulfilling of all righteousness, the righteous one had been promised. The righteous one is one of Messiah's names. Another in today's gospel is servant, son. Both names are together in the promise in Isaiah 53. The righteous one, my servant, shall make many to be accounted righteous, and he shall bear their iniquities. That this is the righteous one who bears our iniquities is shown in Jesus being baptized with sinners' baptism. And there is a word of God put upon it that we may know and receive what all is here in this man for us. The star led the wise men to Jerusalem in search of the one born to be king of the Jews. Wrong place, wrong sort of king. To the star were added God's words of promise. Star and words of God led on to Bethlehem. And such a king as never was before or since. What's happening, we only know for sure if there's a word of God put upon it. This is my beloved son, with whom I am well pleased. These are his own words of promise, declared now fulfilled in Jesus. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. Justice is here how God says things are, his righteousness. And the one baptized is the fulfiller of it, so that it may be ours too. Where our sins are, is where he is. Where his righteousness is where we are. His righteousness as surely ours as our sins are surely his. He joins us in our sin. He bears it. He fulfills all righteousness to make it ours. We are then righteous with his righteousness, and in that God has his delight. The delight, the pleasure of God are in his beloved Son, and that is where we are too. What's ours is his, what's his is ours. So God delights in us too. If our hearts would take this in, Luther says, they'd burst for joy into 100,000 pieces. In a world that's given over to sin, death, and the devil, there is one point where the delight of God dwells. This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. And that is where we are in solidarity with Jesus. With Jesus, there is God's delight, Dr. Luther says. These words bring us to see God's delight and whole heart are in Christ, in all his words and in all he does, so that to see Christ is to see the heart and delight of God. They are both together, all the way, from top to bottom. Now, since Christ is so dear and pleasing a child held in the delight and heart of God, and since he is yours in all he says and does, and in all that is your servant, as he himself says, so surely that delight is in you too. And you are as deep in the heart of God as Christ. God, Christ, you, all together, like one thing. Are you where Christ is, where God has his delight? Is that where you live? Yes, for he has put his words upon you too. With the water, his name was put upon you at your baptism. You are not just a doubtful, ambiguous, meaningless, hopeless bunch of atoms bouncing around. You have a word of God put upon you. And at your baptism, surely. And at Jesus' baptism, too. For there he is in solidarity with us and we with him. Because he is beloved Son, we with him are sons and daughters too, delighted in and beloved. So you can't just drag along, dreary, fearful, guilt-ridden. Nobody loves me, me against the rest, me against the system, me separate, all alone. When John saw it separate, the Jesus thing or the John thing as alternatives, Jesus said, no, us. When Jesus says us, he takes on what we are and he gives us what he has. The righteous one fulfills all righteousness and you are in on that, where God says you are at, in his delight with Jesus. And as if that weren't enough, he now gives into you his body and his blood, togethered with him, us. It goes with you as it goes with him. Amen.